This is All Things Considered on WKAR. I'm Sophia Salaby. If you look at Michigan's official data on COVID-19 cases right now, you'll see information on both diagnostic tests and serologic or antibody tests. Those antibody tests can show if someone has had a past infection of the coronavirus, though it can't be used to diagnose COVID-19. But prior to this week, data on both COVID-19 and antibody tests were reported together in the state's database. Dr. Janae Caldoun is the state's chief medical executive. She joins me now to explain the change in reporting. Hello, Dr. Caldoun.
Hello.
Can you explain why data on diagnostic COVID-19 tests and these antibody tests were reported together in the first place?
Right. So we get data from a lot of different systems at the state in the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. And so as we started getting more and more of these antibody tests in to our system, we thought it was very, very important to make sure we were separating out the antibody tests from the diagnostic test. And that's what we've done.
And these tests have different uses for health experts like yourself who are watching for trends with the disease. Can you speak more on the differences between the two from what your end is looking at?
Right. So antibody tests are very different than PCR tests. An antibody test basically tells you if you might have been in contact with the virus that causes COVID-19 in the past. And it can take a couple of weeks, actually, for someone to develop antibodies if they are going to develop them. What antibody tests don't do at this point, and there's more research that needs to be done, even if you have the antibody, it does not tell you that you definitely are immune to COVID-19. And even if you are immune to COVID-19, it does not tell you how long you would be immune for. So it's important that even if someone has a positive antibody test, it's not used to make individual decisions about a patient, whether they should quarantine or whether they should continue using personal protective equipment, for example. The diagnostic test, so the PCR test, that is the one that actually looks for the DNA evidence of the virus in a person's system. One other important point to note is that even though we're separating out the data right now, that has not changed the number of cases that we have been reporting in this state. So that has not changed. It doesn't change the numbers the way that we're reporting the actual lab test.
And these antibody tests, as you kind of said, are now more readily available to Michiganders. Who do you recommend get one?
So these antibody tests, they're important from a research perspective, and they're also important from a population perspective to understand broadly how the population may have been exposed. So we know there's actually a lot of research going on right now in the southeast part of the state. We know there's health systems that have access to these tests. They're sending data back to the CDC. So that is important, but I would really caution our medical providers to not use these antibody tests to determine on an individual basis what if that person is actually immune and what that person should do.
I'm Sophia Salaby. This is 90.5 WKR. I'm speaking with the state's chief medical officer, Dr. Janae Caldoun, about antibody tests and the state's most recent data on COVID-19. So the number of daily confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the state has been trending downward for the most part. What's the story behind that trend?
I think the story is the success of our community in implementing these social distancing measures. So the numbers, as you said, the trends continue to go down. There's some variability across regions in the state. We know that the northern lower peninsula and the upper peninsula has not seen the same increase in cases that other parts of the state have had. But overall, we're seeing positive trends. And if we continue to see that, we'll be able to continue moving forward with the governor's My Safe Start plan and reopening the economy.
And that was kind of my next question. What does the trajectory look like for opening the rest of the state?
If the trends continue as they are, and again, once you reopen a part of the state, you need to wait and let the data play out, if you will, make sure people are getting tested, making sure you're not just seeing a rise in cases. So we'll reopen the economy a little bit. We'll look at the data to make sure we're not seeing a spike or a surge in cases. And then if everything looks okay, we'll be able to slowly move forward with the rest of the plan. I don't have a crystal ball to say what specific date, because it depends on what everyone does. But that is the approach we're using here in the state.
Do you expect a second wave of the disease to come later this year? And would the state be shut down again if that happens?
Well, I certainly hope we do not see a second wave in the state, but that is certainly something that I lose sleep about. We have to do this well. We have to make sure, even as we are reopening the economy, we're making sure people are using the right social distancing measures, disinfecting measures, wearing masks and cleaning down surfaces, washing hands. Those things are incredibly important. And I am very concerned. I'm concerned about the upcoming fall and the flu season that will be here with us in addition to COVID-19. So I think we need to be very cautious. We need to watch the data, and hopefully we do not see a second wave that we know other countries have seen.
Dr. Janae Khaldoun is the state's chief medical officer. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me on. Stay well.
This is WKAR. You can find more local news about the coronavirus online at our website, wkar.org.